What would you do if you had 5,000 euros to spend that had come in a windfall? That's the interesting challenge that has been set over on Audio Boom by Sassy Cat. Now, the thing is that it's even tighter than that, because you have to spend the money in one store, according to her. You can't go around collecting a whole load of bits and pieces that you would like. So I first of all thought to myself, what store in the world could actually have something that I would want for 5,000 euros? And I couldn't think until I came up with the idea of travel. Yes, I want to travel. That's what attracted me, to spend the 5,000 euros on some form of travel. Now, there is a woman in Cork. Her name is Mary Foyle, and she's a travel consultant, a travel counsellor. She is very good at arranging exotic holidays for people. And I would go to her. And to Mary Foyle, I would put the challenge of taking me somewhere that I'll reveal in a minute. But first of all, I thought, well, the 5,000 euros, perhaps I should just give it to my wife so that she could go and have the holiday or spend it on whatever she liked as a special gift. That would be to thank her for tolerating me, for having me in her life, and for giving me all sorts of wonderful support over a very long time. Then I thought, well, look, why give it just to my wife? Why don't the three of us go away in a family? Or why don't the three of us buy something as a family? And that would help us to, you know, be better as a family. And it would be a very good time for all of us. And perhaps we could spend the 5,000 euros on an absolutely wonderful time in North Africa. Or even down in South Africa. And then I thought, look, this is windfall stuff. This is out of the blue stuff. And I think really and truly I'd like to spend it on myself, to be honest. Yeah, I'd like to spend all of the money entirely on myself. And I thought, well, number one place I want to go to could be New Zealand, North and South Island. I'd go to Mary Foyle and I'd ask her to get me a ticket to there and book me into some of the nicest hotels and book me on some kind of good travel around North and South Island. And then I thought, well, perhaps I could add on to it Australia, and particularly Tasmania. I met a man on the side of a mountain once, and I asked him where were the three places in the world. He travelled an awful lot, and I asked him where were the three places in the world that he would recommend that I go to before I die, and Tasmania was one of them. The southern Tierra del Fuego was another. And I think he also said someplace in New Zealand. But anyway, back to the issue at hand. No, I decided that rather than do that, which are areas that I would be in my comfort zone with, at least, because they'd be speaking English and they'd be, broadly speaking, culturally Christian in background, I'd go to a place that would be really developmental. So I thought, right, Mary Foyle, I want you to fly me to Delhi, where I can struggle with Delhi belly. And I want you to return to Delhi, and I want you to get me on a train. I want to travel, circumvent India by train. So I want you to get me on a train from Delhi down to Mumbai. Now, this has to be a hop-on, hop-off train. Then I want to move on down to Goa. I want to go to Mumbai, by the way, because it's the centre, I understand, of the Indian film industry. And I believe there's huge energy in Mumbai, startups and all that sort of thing. I'd like to go to Goa. I understand it's a wonderful beach, and also it's the first place in India I ever heard of. When I was a kid in Limerick, I discovered that one of the Jesuits had spent time in Goa, and that I was educated by Jesuits, so I have had Goa in my mind from the time I was very young. And then I get another train down from Goa, after lolling around on the beach in Goa, by the way, and eating all sorts of food, right down into the southern part of India, right down to the really far south, to Kanyakumari. I've looked that up now to get the name, so I'm not pretending I'm the world's greatest expert on India. The reason I want to go to India anyway is to educate me about India. But Kanyakumari is right down at the very south. And then I'd carry on the trip. I'd go up Oh, I'd actually also make sure that I went to a place called Trivandrum. And I know that I found that by looking up a website and finding the Guardian newspaper had an article recommending the top 10 train journeys in India. So I'd take the train back up. I'd be quick now up through Chennai and on up all the way up to Calcutta, up the east coast, which doesn't get written up all that much in India, and I'd quite like to see what that's like, into Calcutta. And then I'd head for the part that really... I forgot to tell you, oh God, how silly I was, that I would actually make sure that I went through Agra on my way to Mumbai. And when I got to Agra, not only would I sit outside the Taj Mahal, but I would get a copy in English of the Mahabharata and I would read it. That's a great Indian saga and religious tract, I think it probably would be. But anyway, it's a great story, a massive story. And I once wrote a poem about a Mahabharata, about an elephant, something to do with the Mahabharata, a very long time ago. Don't remember much about it now. But anyway, back to Calcutta. So I'd go from Calcutta up into Simla. And if I could find where Platibor Sikri was, I'd go there too. And in going to Simla, I would be really going there because my first wife went on a trip to Simla and Platibor Sikri and Jaipur, and she went on a bus from Delhi to up there. In fact, she went up into Afghanistan, but that's another story. And then I'd get back to Delhi. And this is, above all, this is to put me in my discomfort zone. I expect I'd... And also I'd want to travel on... I wouldn't want to travel on luxury trains because that would take too much of my money. But I believe that I might be able... In fact, I definitely would want to be able to do this trip for 5,000 euros. And if I couldn't do it for 5,000 euros, I'd cut my cloth to fit my pocket. So that's it. That's what I would do. And I'd be thrilled to give Mary Foyle, travel counsellors, the money for this trip. And I'd ask her, of course, to book me into hotels which I could afford within the set budget. I don't know what that's going to mean or where I'm going to be, but even if I had to stay in shacks or whatever, I'd, of course, there'd be all sorts of drawbacks. I could really stretch me. I'd come back a richer person so long as I came back alive. So that's it. And, oh yes, and this whole idea's stretching. I want to thank very much Sasikat. It's part of the second day of February. And if this is the quality of the questions that we're being asked, in fact, it might be very interesting for you to see what other people have to say. Anyway, I'll be back hopefully on day three to answer whatever question comes up on day three. It's Monday, the 2nd of February 2015. And thank you ever so much for listening to this. And goodbye from Cafe Beva in Glanmire in Cork. Bye for now.